Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
At just 19, Nicholas Cruz took the lives of 17 people on February 14, 2018. But he didn't get away with it. In the last episode of Monsters Who Murder, we've been watching the interrogation of Nicholas Cruz after his horrific actions of that day. Now, in this episode, the breakthrough that gets Cruz talking.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This is Monsters Who Murder, Serial Killer Confessions.
Police found 27 corpses.
Australia's worst serial killer.
Even though I didn't want to get in the car, I had to.
With Amanda Howlett and Robert McKnight.
Hello there, I'm Rob McKnight, and welcome to another episode of Monsters Who Murder, Serial Killer Confessions. As promised, we've changed our clothes and we're doing another episode. Hello, Amanda Howard, true crime author, criminologist, and we also know her as the serial killer whisperer. Viewers and listeners will not believe what I saw you playing with just a few moments ago.
Yes, I had my big furry friend with me. I had one of my cats with me. I won't say pussy on camera.
Although you just did. Good to see you again. It's been such a long time. So, Amanda, let's get serious because we've been watching the interrogation of Nicholas Cruz. Now, Curcio, Detective Curcio, has been one of the best interrogators I've seen in a long time, and I am of the belief he will get somewhere with this interrogation. We're on the cusp of a breakthrough.
We are. So Nicholas Cruz has been sort of yes, no, I don't want to answer that, I can't remember, and everything to now. And Curcio has done a very good job counterpointing Cruz's state. So it's interesting to see how he tries to bring him out by actually doing the opposite. So the quieter Cruz goes, the louder Curcio gets and the closer he gets. So we often see interrogations where they really corner the suspect. You know, we have a couple of cops around them going at them and everything. But this is done so gently that Cruz doesn't even realise that he is within his personal space, except that he's sort of trying to back away and he can't. So there is that sort of moment of being cornered, but it's not because of the way that Curcio is doing it.
Yeah, it's fascinating to watch. Well, at the end of last episode, we promised there would be a breakthrough. Let's have a look at the breakthrough that gets Cruz talking.
Now, again, I never met you before. You never met me before. I don't know anything about drug use. You do any kind? Are you on any kind of prescription medication?
No.
No. Have you been to a doctor for anything recently, other than today at the emergency room? No.
Just a finger broke.
You broke your finger. When was that?
Huh?
When was that? When did you break your finger?
4 to 5 weeks ago.
4 to 5 weeks ago. All right. So you went to a doctor for that?
Yes.
Okay, you're not on any painkillers now or anything like that?
No.
Okay, when your mom passed away, they didn't put you on any kind of depressants or anything like that? No. Have you ever seen a doctor about any kind of depression or anything? No? Okay. How about, you know, and again, I'm not the drug police, but I got to ask you, you do any kind of street drugs? You smoke marijuana, anything like that? If you did, it's okay to tell me. I'm not the street. I'm just getting background on you. You do any kind of drugs? What kind of drugs do you do?
A lot. No one knew about it.
Huh?
No one knew about it.
I can't hear you.
No one knew about it.
No one knew about it. But me and you were talking, and the other ones are not going to know about it. So what kind of drugs were we talking?
Xanax. Marijuana.
What else?
I tried killing myself with ibuprofen and...
Okay, when was that? When did you try killing yourself?
2 months ago.
Okay, did you actually go to the doctor, or where was that at? How'd you do it?
I snuck out of house.
Okay.
You're Walgreens.
Okay, you're still staying in the brother's house then?
Yes.
Okay. You snuck out of the house, you went to Walgreens, what happened?
Bought ibuprofen. And
okay.
Went back. Took it. Drink a lot of water.
Okay.
Went to bed.
Okay. How many did you take?
All of it almost.
What now?
I don't know how many pills, I just took a bunch.
Okay, a bunch. All right, you went back to bed, you drank some water, what happened there?
Heart started hurting. Stomach started feeling bad.
Right.
Went to the bathroom, threw up.
Okay. Okay, you never had to go to the doctor, the emergency room, or anything like that? Is that the only time you ever tried to kill yourself?
No.
Okay, what other time did you try to kill yourself?
I tried, what was it called? When you drink a lot?
Drinking too much alcohol, I guess. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
Alcohol poisoning? When was that?
A couple years back.
A couple years ago? So it was before your mom passed?
Yes.
The ibuprofen was after your mom passed?
Yes.
Okay. Did you ever end up at the doctor with the alcohol poisoning?
No.
What did you do on that one? How'd you try to do that?
Slept it out.
You slept it out? How much did you drink?
Vodka.
Vodka? All right. The most recent
tequila.
One? Tequila.
Tequila. Wine.
And that was when you were staying at your mom's house?
Yes.
Okay. The one with the ibuprofen, what were you depressed about?
Everything.
One in particular?
Mother.
Mother passing away? Okay. Yes. That's understandable. What else? Anything? I mean, have you worked anywhere? Where are you working at?
Dollar Tree.
Dollar Tree? How long you worked there?
2 years.
2 years? Which one? What city?
Parkland.
Parkland? What do you do for them? What kind of job?
Cashier.
Cashier? So you go to school during the day and you work at night, or you go work at night and go to school, or you work it during the day and go to school at night? Which one do you do?
I go to school in the morning.
Okay.
From there.
Mm-hmm. So you've been able to hold down a job for 2 years. That's pretty good, right?
Yes.
Other than Dollar Tree, where else did you ever work?
Lawnmowing.
What?
Lawnmowing.
Lawnmowing? Oh, okay. All right. When you tried to kill yourself with alcohol, your mom was still alive. What were you depressed about back then?
Loneliness.
Loneliness?
Loneliness.
Friends? No friends? Or what kind of loneliness? I mean, everybody gets lonely.
Solitude.
Solitude? You don't have a lot of friends?
No.
Okay. Today, when I say today, starting from last night when you went to bed to this morning, did you do any kind of drugs at all? Any Xanax, any marijuana, anything like that? No? Okay.
It's interesting, isn't it, Amanda? He wouldn't give his phone number over to this detective, but he actually talks in depth about suicide and overdoses.
Yes, clever girl, basically. He knows he needs to get these suicide attempts on record. He's playing a very clever card here. So, I can't remember my address, but yes, I was terribly lonely, had severe mental health issues, tried to commit suicide doing this and this and this and this because I was lonely, I was upset, my mum died, all of this sort of stuff. He's getting that on record.
Yep.
Very well played. It's just if and when this comes up at trial, it's him easily saying, well, you know, this is the sort of person I was. I was in a destructive state. This was my attempt at suicide by cop, by going in and shooting people, hoping that they would shoot me because I couldn't kill myself, because we know that he can't kill himself. He's not really tried. When you pick ibuprofen and tequila in separate events, not together, it's a cry for help rather than an actual suicide attempt.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, now that Cruz is talking, the detective knows he can start a formal interview.
All right. I always ask these questions because I don't know you, man. Crazy question. Where are you at right now? You know, are you in, or what kind of building you're in? You know what I do for a living? I'm a police detective. You know that?
No.
Okay, well, I'm a police detective. All those guys that escorted you coming down in the car, in the uniforms, you know what they are?
SWAT?
No, they're police officers. You recognize their uniform as a police officer?
Yeah.
See my badge there? Can't see it past my big stomach, but my name is John Curcio, and I'm a detective for the sheriff's office. So what I did is I got a lot of background on you, and I can tell right now that you understand that this is a police department, and I'm a police officer. Okay? All right, so one of the things I want to do is we need to start talking about what happened and why it happened. Have you ever been in trouble before where you've been involved with police officers?
Yes.
What was that all about?
Shooting animals.
Shooting animals?
Yes.
What kind of animals?
Chicken.
And what city was that in?
Parkland.
You get arrested for it, or they take you home? What happened?
They came to the door.
Okay.
Asking if we had guns.
Okay, was this when you were staying with your mom, or
was
you?
When I was home, was a long time ago.
Oh, how long time ago?
6 years ago.
Okay, so when you were like 13, when you were a juvenile. Okay, so did they actually arrest you? You were shooting. You shot a chicken. What'd you shoot the chicken with?
Pelican.
A pelican. Okay, is that the only time you ever been in any contact with the police?
No.
What else? What other contacts you had with the police?
Riding bike.
Riding bikes?
Yes.
Motorbikes or regular bikes?
Regular bikes.
Okay, you never got arrested though? Did you ever get any of those civil citations or tickets or anything like that? All right, so you've never really been in any kind of trouble, right? Okay. Never been to detention center as a juvenile, never been to jail. Do you even drive a car? Do you have a license? No? You ever had a license? Okay. All right. What I got to do is, before we start talking about what happened today and, again, the reasons why it happened, I got to read you what's called your rights. With all these contacts you've had with the police, which are very, very minor, have you ever had your rights read to you before?
No.
Okay, they're really easy. I'm going to pull out a little card in my wallet. And what I do is, as I read these, I stop at each one and ask you.
I don't deserve it.
I understand you're going to feel that way, and you can tell me all that once we get past that. But when I read each one of these to you, what I ask for you is a yes, no, or I don't understand answer. If you don't understand what I read to you, then we'll reread it so you can understand it. But I can tell you're smart enough to understand, you know, these are pretty basic things.
So, Amanda, Cruz is wanting pity in there. I don't deserve it. Can that be considered a confession?
Yes and no. Yes, because he's saying that he doesn't deserve the opportunity to do all of this, that he should be dead for what he did. So, yes, that is essentially a confession. Would it hold up in court? No.
Mm.
So it's too broad. But, yes, we can see definitely that he is heading towards this better confession. So he's playing a card that he realizes isn't doing him any good, but he's going to continue it anyway.
Well, Curcio is going to read Cruz's rights, as we just heard, but hold on, because this is a doozy.
All right, so the first one is, before I ask you any questions, I want to advise you of your rights under the law. Do you understand that I'm a police officer?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. I already told you I'm a police officer. I showed you my badge. Okay. You have the right to remain silent. That is, you need not talk to me or answer any questions if you do not want to. Do you understand? You don't understand that?
No.
Okay, I'm going to read it again. You have the right to remain silent. That is, you need not talk to me or answer any questions if you do not want to. Do you understand? That means, as I get done doing all these. If I ask you a question and you don't want to answer that question, you don't have to answer it. I'm not going to force you to answer any questions. So do you understand that one? Okay. All right. You have the right to remain silent. That means you don't have to talk to me at all. That is, you need not to talk to me or answer any questions if you do not want to. Basically, if you don't want to talk to me, you say you don't want to talk to me. And I can't force you to talk to me.
Okay.
So do you understand that?
I guess.
Well, you can't guess. It's yes, no, or I don't understand, but we're going to read it one more time. You have the right to remain silent. That is, you need not talk to me or answer any questions if you do not want to. Do you understand? That means if you answer a question, it's because you want to answer it, not because I want you to answer it. It's because you want to answer it. Do you understand that? Yes, say yes, no. Okay. Say it one more time if I can hear you.
Yes.
Thank you, sir. Okay. Should you talk to me, anything you say can and may be used against you in a court of law. Do you understand that?
Court of law?
Yes. What you're going to say to me, I can repeat as a matter of the investigative record of this case. So if this goes over to a court of law, then whatever you're going to me are going to talk about, I can repeat. So you, should you talk to me, anything you say can and may be used against you in a court of law. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Okay. So let me just rephrase that for you. If you say something good, I'm going to repeat it. If you say something bad, I'm going to repeat it. I'm going to tell the truth as to what our conversation is.
Okay.
So whatever you say, I'm going to repeat. And it could be in a court of law. Okay. So you understand that one? Yes?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. You have the right to talk to an attorney before talking to me and to have an attorney here with you during questioning now or in the future. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Okay. If you cannot afford to retain your own attorney and you want an attorney, one will be appointed for you before we ask you any questions. Do you understand?
Yes.
If you decide to answer the questions now without an attorney present, you'll still have the right to stop answering at any time until you talk to an attorney. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Okay. All right, now, those are your rights. Knowing and understanding your rights, as I've explained them to you, are you willing to continue talking to me without an attorney present? You can't just shake your head.
Yes.
Okay. Now, you've met a lot of police officers before me, and I'm the last one, like I told you. Have any other policemen read you what I just read you? Okay.
No.
And did you ever say anything to them that you didn't want to talk to?
Afraid.
You were afraid, but did you say you didn't want to talk to anybody?
No.
Okay. All right. Come on, water. All right. It was hot out there today.
This guy is taking the piss. If I was that detective, I would have slapped him across the face, Amanda. Come on. Playing the dunce card. And good on Curcio. He's not buying it for 1 second.
No, he's not. But, you know, he would read that for a year to him if he had to get him to say yes, yes, yes to all of that. And, of course, Silly Cruz said yes to speaking without an attorney. And as we know, that's
rule number one.
Yep, ask for an attorney. But, you know, but he's Curcio can't step wrong here. That's why he's saying you can't just shake your head. It needs to be a verbal response. And as we've seen in others, they get them to sign each question. All different departments do it in different ways. But he has to make sure that Cruz understands them, regardless of him thinking he's dumb and, you know, he doesn't deserve this and everything. Curcio just stepped that very carefully, because that's all it takes is for him to say, oh, yeah, but we didn't hear that answer clearly, and the case gets tossed. So he would have sat there forever reading that number one over and over and over again.
Patience of a saint. But then Curcio plays Cruz at his own game. Let's have a look at this.
I know you made some comments about different things that have been going on. You said you were lonely. Today when You obviously went up to the school. Do you remember how you got up to the school?
No.
Okay.
It's blank.
Okay. Just remember one thing as we go into this, there's certain things I know, and I don't want you to get, you know, to the point where you think I'm being hard on you, but schools in particular got cameras everywhere. So I can see what happened, but I can't know what happened from your point of view until you tell me. So, you know, again, you want to keep saying to me, I don't deserve it. So to me, that means you have some form of remorse. You know, you can't change what happened. I can't change it either. I wasn't up there with you, and I wish I could change it, but I can't. But the thing about I don't deserve it is to start off telling me what happened, and then we talk about why it happened, and then we go from there to try to understand why it happened. So I, you know, when you say I can't remember, for you not to believe you deserve it, you remember. You know what I'm saying? You wouldn't say that if you didn't remember what happened.
Okay.
So come on. All we gotta do is start off. Even if in your mind you're gonna tell me something you think is gonna shock me, you need to tell me. So, I mean, again, I'm just asking a very simple question, is how you got to the school, if you remember. Okay, somebody talk up to me so I can hear you. So what's the address? I'm not going to get your friend in any trouble, but I just need to know you know what your address is.
I don't know the address.
Right. Okay, you got to keep your head up, man, because I have a hard time hearing you.
Sorry.
No problem, you have to apologize. Come on, keep your head up. I know it's hard. If you want the water, that's fine. You want something to eat or not?
Thank you.
Okay. All right, I'll be right back. I just want to print out that map. So, because I've, like I said, it's a long time since I've been up there, too. And I want to make sure I know exactly what we're talking about. I'll be right back. Take my water with me. I am thirsty.
I love the line where he says, you can say you don't remember. You can't say you don't remember and then play the remorse card. Curcio 1, Cruz 0.
Exactly. You know, and Cruz realizes now that he's actually being played at his own game. So it's just so wonderful to see that, you know, he thinks he's smart, but Curcio's smarter and he's not letting anything get past him. And now that part is on record that he doesn't deserve it. So now we're looking at that confession in a very different way. So this is why Curcio's about to leave, is so that Cruz can now sit there and think about what he's said so far, and that he can't play both those, that I don't remember and you know, I don't deserve to live what I do. It's just so beautiful. As you said, he's a great interrogator, and we've only scratched the surface.
Yeah, absolutely.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Well, Curcio leaves, as we saw, and returns 5 minutes later with a map and plenty more questions.
He's got the little map. I don't know how much it's going to help us. Well, let me sit back down. Let's see if we can figure it out. How long have you had that gun?
A year or two.
A year or two? Did you buy it yourself?
Yes.
Where did you buy it at? I mean, you're 19, right? So did you buy it from a gun store or did you buy it from a friend?
Gun store.
A gun store. How much did you pay for it?
$560.
Do you remember the name of the gun store?
No.
Was it, you remember what city it was in?
I don't know.
Was it in Broward County or Dade County or Palm Beach? I mean, you remember the price, so remember what?
Margate?
Okay. Is it like a pawn shop or a real gun store? Got a lot of guns? Okay. Did you buy all the magazines there? Where'd you buy the magazines?
Online.
Online? How much did you pay for them?
$200.
How much?
$200.
$200? For all of them or what? Or each of them?
Each of them.
Each of them? And how many do you think you, had?
I don't know.
Okay. But when you bought the gun in Margate for $560, how many magazines did it come with? The little 5-round magazine or did it come with one of the big ones?
30-rounder.
Came with a 30-rounder? Okay. Did you buy any other guns there? No. Is that the only gun you've ever owned? Other than the pellet gun you shot the chicken with? Have you owned any other guns?
Yes.
What kind of guns have you owned in the past? Any other rifles? Any other handguns?
No handguns.
Okay, so you had other rifles. That gun you've had how many months, you think?
2 years.
3 years?
2 years.
2 years? Have you ever taken it out to the range and fired or anything? Or was today the first day you ever fired it?
I shot in my garage.
You shot in your garage? In whose house? Your mom's house? How many times did you shoot in your garage?
2 times.
Just 2 bullets or 2 different occasions?
2 bullets.
What were you shooting at?
The ground.
You shot the gun in the garage on the concrete?
Yes.
It didn't bounce all over hell and creation?
No.
Did it go into the concrete?
Yes.
Wow. You ever take it to the range or anything like that? Have you ever fired a gun like that before in the ROTC training? No. Have you ever fired a gun like that ever with anybody? Any friends or anybody else like that? What made you choose out of all the guns to want to buy an AR-15?
Cool weapon.
Cool weapon. Okay. Now, when you bought it, I mean, it was a legitimate purchase. They gave you a receipt and everything, right? So you bought it legally, right? Did you fill out those forms and everything? Okay, you remember those forms? Okay.
Okay. So, Amanda, Curcio is definitely getting Cruz talking a bit more now. He's not being hugely chatty, and he's still holding back a little bit, but he is answering most of the questions.
Yeah, and when he does say, I don't know, Curcio actually sort of says, yeah, you do, and keeps going. There was even a question in there. He said, was today the first time you shot that gun? And that was a confession in there because he, regardless of what he said, it was going to mean that, yes, he was the shooter today. If he said, no, today wasn't the first time, which is the journey he went on, and you say he shot it into the garage, into the concrete. So that's saying, yes, today wasn't the first time. But had he said no as well, that would have meant that, yes, today was the first time. So he sort of went in both directions to see how he was going to get a confession there. So it right. went straight past Cruz, but he actually answered it, and that was really, really clever.
Okay. Well, Curcio now starts talking about the school.
Now, 3 years ago when you went to Douglas, and obviously you stopped going there. Why did you stop going there?
My depression worsened.
Your depression worsened? And what was going on? Did you just stop school on your own, or did some incident happen where...
Yes, some incident.
Well, what was the incident that happened?
Fought a kid.
You fought a kid? You remember the kid's name?
Ian Shingle.
Ian Shingle? And did you guys both get in trouble for the fight, or...
Yeah.
Okay. Well, what did they do? Suspend you?
They suspended me.
Okay. And what happened from there? After you got suspended, you go back to school?
Yeah.
Okay, for context, that fight was actually caught on camera. And you can see part of that in this report by KPRC2 Houston. Have a look.
Take a look at this new cell phone video obtained by Local 10 News, which appears to show accused shooter Nicholas Cruz in a fight. A student tells us Cruz, wearing a white t-shirt, was fighting with several others in the courtyard at Stoneman Douglas High School on September 20th, 2016. The same date school records we cross-checked show Cruz was suspended for fighting.
Amanda, that didn't seem to be a fair fight. There was the main kid, but there were three others in that scuffle. Surely this isn't the entire scene.
Yeah, no, it's not. So, that they were having a scuffle. It was apparently over a girlfriend. I don't know if it's the same one as he was SMSing, but that's where the fight was about. But also, Cruz was found to have several knives in his backpack. So he was bringing a knife to a bare fist fight. So it's interesting that we get part of it, but there was a whole lot more. And this being 2 years earlier shows that Cruz already had a history of violence at school.
Yeah, bringing knives to school, geez. All right, let's return to the interrogation. And now Cruz is opening up a little as Curcio pushes a little more on Cruz's time at Stoneman Douglas.
Okay, what happened? Why did you stop going there then?
Embarrassed.
You felt embarrassed because you got suspended, or you felt embarrassed because of why?
Because of the fight.
Okay. Well, what was embarrassing about the fight? What were you guys fighting over?
A girl.
Well, what was embarrassing about it? I mean, did Ian get the better of you? Was that what was embarrassing, or he got the better of you? Okay. Now, you said you didn't have a lot of friends when you were at school. Who was the girl? What was her name?
Emily.
Was she his girlfriend? Your girlfriend?
My girlfriend.
Your girlfriend? So what were you guys fighting over?
Talking.
That he was talking to your girlfriend?
Okay.
All right, so you go back to school. What ends up happening? You just stop going to school out there, or you got into more problems? What was the more problems?
Failing class.
Okay.
Not going to school.
Okay. And this is all while your mom was still alive?
Yeah.
Okay. Did there come a point in time where you just stopped going there, or they expelled you?
Or I just stopped going, and then transferred me.
They transferred you? When they transferred you, was that upsetting to you?
Yeah.
Okay. When you got transferred, were you still going out with Emily?
Stopped talking.
You stopped talking to her after the fight, or when you started having these bad grades?
Cruz is definitely opening up now, isn't he, Amanda?
He is, and we can see by going from that really overbearing physical space that Curcio was in on Cruz, they've actually changed now. Curcio's still sitting forward on his seat, but he's actually leaning on the desk and slightly away, and Cruz is now sort of slumped down into his chair, knees are open, but he's definitely speaking at a higher volume. It's not great, but it's a lot better than it was. And, you know, he's now sort of fidgeting, which means that he's not actually focused 100% on what's going on like he was. So he's now cool.
Does that mean not trying to cover lies?
Yeah, because he's not having to, as you say, the lies are harder to put together, and that's why people can't cry and lie at the same time, because it's very hard to do. So the fact that he can now fidget, it's because he's just telling the truth. He's actually talking about what's happening, and it's easy to do. And Curcio can see that. Curcio knows that what he's saying now is the truth, because we've seen what he does when he shuts down or when he lies.
Yeah. Well, now that Curcio has got Cruz in a more relaxed state, he asks briefly why he needed that gun before switching to what he said when he was arrested, and we see Curcio's demeanor change.
So other than the gun being cool, why did you need a gun like that? Just because you wanted it?
To feel safe.
To feel safe? Okay, we'll talk about that a little bit. All right, you go to the hospital, the doctors clear you, and you're talking about demons. What are the demons?
The voice says,
well, tell me about it. What are the voices about?
It's another voice, the evil side.
Okay. And how long has that voice been going on?
Years.
Okay. When did it start, you think? When your mom passed?
It started getting worse when my mom passed.
Okay. Did it start how many years before your mom passed, you think?
When my father died.
Okay. Did you ever tell anybody about the voice? Never. And what does the voice say to you? Well, what does it tell you to do?
Burn, kill, destroy.
Okay, burn, kill, destroy what?
Anything.
Okay, but have you ever burned, killed, or destroyed anything? What have you burned, killed, or destroyed?
Burned, just fire, set fire.
To what?
In the pit, fire.
Oh, a fire pit, okay, well. I mean, the voice told you to burn something, you built a fire in a fire pit. What's destructive about that? That's what fire pits are made for. What else did the voice tell you to do that's...
Kill animals.
Okay, have you ever killed animals?
Yes.
What kind of animals?
Birds.
Birds? Wild birds or people's
birds.
Pets? How do you kill them?
Birds.
How do you kill them?
Wait for them, kill them.
Oh, can't catch them, so how are you waiting for them?
Out in the grass, wait for a bird to come up.
There's no way, man. I'm a bird lover. There's no way. You can't catch a bird, Holmes.
No, I mean like...
What, pelican? Oh, okay. Where's your pelican?
It broke.
Okay. All right, so the voices tell you to herd animals and start fires in the fire pit. All right, you never told anybody. You never told your mom? You ever tell your brother? You told Zach about it. All right, now I asked you earlier what Zach's phone number was. Do you really remember it or not?
No.
Where's your phone at now? Was it on you when the police stopped you?
No.
What'd you do with it?
I don't know. I lost it.
But is Zach's phone number in your... No? When was the last time you spoke to Zach?
Last month.
Okay, where's he living with? Who's he living with? You're staying with your friend brother. Who's he staying with?
I don't know.
You don't know? When you talked to him last month, did he tell you who he was staying with?
No.
Is he staying with some kind of relative?
Friend.
Family friend? You know the family friend's name?
I'm trying to remember.
Okay, well, you think about that while we're talking. Because other than Zach, who else have you told about this voice?
No one.
Okay.
Can we talk about the body language for a moment? Because during that back and forth, Curcio actually sat back in his chair, and at the end of it, Cruz set forward. This is a reversal of what's been happening.
It is, because what happened was when Curcio sat back, that was him calling bullshit. Okay. He's like, I'm not going to sit here and like sort of sit on every single word when you're telling me that you were told to do destructive things and you set a fire in your barbecue pit. I mean, like, come on. So
sorry, can I jump in? Because I found a fascinating point of that was when he said, they told me to kill animals. What animals did you kill? Birds. How did you kill them? And right there, you knew it was a lie, because he had no answer. And he couldn't even say how he found the birds. But, you know, that moment, it was great follow-up question by Curcio, because how did you kill them? You know, then he said pets, you know, wild birds, just these level of detail that Cruz hadn't considered for his lie.
Yeah, I mean, you're not going to think that they're going to ask you about hunting birds, but this is how conversations go, and you just have to go with it. And we heard Curcio call bullshit on that. He says, I love birds. There's no way you were catching them, you know, and he was trying to prove these things. Then right at the end of that, because Curcio didn't sit forward again, he stayed back in his chair and actually leaned backwards. As you said, Cruz sat forward, because Cruz now wants him to listen to his story. It has completely changed. They have completely reversed roles because he was expecting to be the star of the show and now Curcio's calling bullshit. We finally have that moment where he calls bullshit and now things change because now he's desperate for Curcio to hear the rest of the story and how this all sits together because he wants to go into his mental health again, that he was killing animals, that, you know, all of these things are happening and the voices told him to set fire in the barbecue pit. That was the moment. That was the moment. That everything else.
That was beautiful. Oh, so you lit a fire in a fire pit. Okay, mate.
Yeah.
Good on you. but Curcio's not done yet. So he's now in this next clip moving to the voices in Cruz's head. He's basically calling bullshit. And interestingly, there is a one-minute cut in this section, so it actually does jump in time, and we don't know why.
So let's talk about the last couple of days. When was the last time you heard the voice?
Yesterday.
What time was it yesterday?
It was at night.
Okay. And where were we at?
Work.
You were at work? So you're at Dollar Tree. What was the voice telling you?
To hurt people.
Hurt people at Dollar Tree? Or hurt people?
Hurt people in general.
Okay. Doesn't say specifically who?
Alright.
So what happens? Do you hear the voice this morning or no? Hey, what's the voice saying this morning? Okay, let's talk about it. Because the voice didn't tell you to take Uber, right?
Yes, it did.
It did?
Yes.
The voice said take Uber.
Yes. The voice is in me.
You're the voice.
In here.
Okay, it's in your head.
Yes.
What is it, a male voice or a female voice?
Male.
Male? Can you tell how old the voice is?
My age.
Okay. You have a good voice too, or just a bad voice? Is there a voice inside you that says, do good things? No?
It's always bad.
Can't be. You held down a job for 2 years.
Yeah, now that Cruz is talking, Curcio is really challenging him in a very good way.
Yeah, he is. And Cruz is losing this battle because he is questioning everything. He's asking for those details. How old's the voice? You know, is a male voice, female voice? He's trying to get him to say things that are declared null and void in those that have these sorts of auditory hallucinations. So he is just trying to get him to elaborate when there isn't anything to elaborate on. We all have that voice that tells us to do good and bad. Mine also says to put fire in the fire pit, but I think that's a good thing, not a bad thing. But Curcio is just going for it because he, like, Cruz might think, oh, you know, if I tell him it's a male voice and, you know, it's here and it's there and it's all on the right side and things like that, he's probably thinking that he's giving enough information that it sounds more convincing. But instead it's actually having the opposite effect, but he has no idea. But this is why Curcio keeps going at him with these details. You know, you can't be that crazy because you've held down a job for 2 years. There are people who are mentally ill who can't hold down a job for a week. This guy's been going to his job and has remained an employee for 2 years. So, you know, it's not true.
So we've got Cruz, his argument's falling down and he's going to have a little meltdown in response. And the acting here is worse than an episode of The Bachelor when the bachelorettes are trying to say, I do love you, bachelor, give me the rose. So, you know, it's worse acting than that. And again, there is a cut of 2 minutes. Let's have a look at this Lifetime Achievement of Acting Award recipient, Nicholas Cruz.
If you were doing things bad, you wouldn't be able to hold the job down for 2 years, right? Okay. I mean, look.
It's me and then my bad side.
I understand. Everybody's got a quote good and bad side. There's people.
No, it's a voice. The voice isn't here. And it's me. It's just regular me. Just trying to be a good person.
Okay. But obviously, again, when you say it's a voice, it's you. It's all you. The voice is you as well.
It's, Yeah.
The voice didn't force you to do anything, right?
No, the voice did. It's two voices. Uh-huh. There's one half that's the good and then the bad.
Yeah. Okay, well, the voice tells me to go to lunch and not pay for my meal, but I pay for my meal because I know that's the right thing to do, right? You've asked two or three times to me today that you don't deserve.
Yeah, that was abrupt because there's a cut right at the end of that and it doesn't even finish his word. It would be interesting to know what was cut, Amanda, but Cruz is not very convincing in what he's saying.
No, he's not, because he's trying to play this good and bad thing. And Curcio keeps saying, everyone's got that. You know, like he says, I don't want to pay for this restaurant, but, you know, I know that's the wrong thing to do, and so I do the right thing. You know, and Cruz is trying to come back saying, oh, yeah, but it's this guy and this guy, and this one's saying this and this one's saying this and everything. And it's not convincing. You know, he's trying to seem panicked, but he's actually not. He's more worried about being convincing about these lies than he actually is about appearing to be batshit crazy.
Mm. All right, Amanda, this is where we're going to call time on this episode. What will we learn in the next episode of this ongoing series looking at Nicholas Cruz?
Oh, we have a lot more to go with our batshit crazy theme. So he's really going to take it to places that I think Curcio just wants to pick him up, shake him and slap him across the face, because really what is happening is a beautifully poor acting, and he really didn't do his homework. He should have, rather than looking up anime and porn, he should have been looking up how to act batshit crazy. He could have gone to the Charles Manson school of batshit crazy, but we're going to see his attempts.
Okay, well, that's worth the price of admission alone. All right, we will see you next week on Monsters Who Murder, Serial Killer Confessions. I'm Rob McKnight. She was Amanda Howard. We'll see you next week.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.